That's Preston Warren, and turned it into a big gain. USA in the right position, not able to make the tackle in one-on-one situations. Miles Geiger able to clean it up, but Miles Geiger is one of those guys that are going to have to step up and play a bigger role for this defense as Lakers continuing to show that double wing and audibling and taking 85 Mason Pasek and lining him up out at the right
Preston
side.
Warren gets the pitch, and he's all the way down close to the one-yard line as he's finally brought down by Hunter Bone at the secondary. A 7-yard gain on the pitch to Warren as he dove right through that gap in the middle of the line. And now it's going to be a goal line effort with second and goal from less than a 1-yard line to go. 4:14 left in the first quarter. No score yet.
Certainly is. It looks like from here the nose of the football touching the goal line. That's how close Lakers is to punching in their first score of the game. Again, notice on the last play, the audible put Mason Pasek, one of their big tight ends, out at wide receiver, wide, trying to spread out that Patriot defense a little bit. I don't see that happening. I see power football right here.
It's a handoff right up the middle to Jake Kretschmer, and no signal yet in touchdown, Lakers. Jake Kretschmer rumbles in from less than a yard out, and Lakers strike first with 3:47 left in the first quarter. Lakers 6, USA nothing.
Just power football again. You hand it off to your best running back, Jake Kretschmer. He goes straight ahead, stays right behind his center and guard as they just push their way into the end zone. A very physical offensive line winning the battle in the trenches early, and Kretschmer benefits with a 1-yard touchdown run.
A 12-play, 75-yard drive covering 5 minutes and 56 seconds off the clock. Lakers going for two. Wisner in the shotgun, rolling to his right, has lead blockers. He's going to that corner of the end zone, dives, and he's in untouched, standing up. And Brennan Wisner makes it 8-0 Lakers over USA with 3:47 left in the first quarter right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
At Bayport State Bank, we believe the best way to understand our customers is to listen to them. Down on Main Street. Our lenders will sit down with you and put together a financial plan that best suits your needs. Whether it's an agricultural or business purchase, buying that new car, refinancing your existing home, or helping you purchase a new home, the team at Bayport State Bank is ready to listen to you and develop a plan for you. We will not treat you like a number. While we might not be the biggest name in banking, that won't stop us from being the best. Get to know your local Bayport State Bank financial team. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
For over 120 years, local farmers and businesses have put their trust in Bayport State Bank. Shouldn't you? Bayport State Bank, with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. An equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Lakers strike first, and they go for the onside kick as coming out of the timeout, as it's now 8-0 Lakers. And the onside kick is brought in by number 85, Zach Fritz, for USA. He's a starting on defensive side of the ball with defensive tackle. Must be good hands if he's on that front line for the special teams as well. 3:47 still on the clock, and they're going to start at their own 48-yard line, a 52-yard field to work with for the USA Patriots. Second drive of offense so far tonight. USA's first drive resulted in 4 yards and a quick three and out.
And USA's offense, basically typical USA's offense this year. Very slow starting, hasn't scored a ton of points, really relied heavily on their defense. But again, in a game like this, the offense is going to have to find ways to get first downs.
It's a pitch out to the right to Josh Lang, and Lakers is there to bring him down at the original line of scrimmage on the near sideline of the 48-yard line. Leading the charge was Adger Siegfried for the Lakers. Second down, 10 to go from the 48.
Just Lakers showing not only their strength in the trenches, USA trying to get outside on them. Lakers showing off some of their speed as well. Andrew Siegfried able to get out there and make the tackle for no gain on that play, basically. They're giving him a half a yard at most. USA back in the I formation now with a wide receiver out to the left.
Second down and 9, Kramer under center, and it's going to be handoff right at the middle to Raven, and he is going nowhere fast as a couple white jerseys around him, and number 23, Preston Warren on the tackle, and his helmet comes off again, so he's going to have to come off for at least a play. Also in the tackle was Taylor Cady. Third down and 8 to go, maybe 9, at the 49-yard line of USA's own territory. They trail Lakers 8-0.
Again, nothing going there for USA as they try to get up the middle into the teeth of this Laker defense, going nowhere. Third down and 8, 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Lakers already leads 8-0, but again, USA in tough situation here at third down and 8 to go, just shy of midfield.
Full house tee, and Kramer turns to his left and pitches out left to Lang. He has room to run. He's across midfield at the 45, and he's being close to the first down marker. Looks like he's shy by about 1 yard. This stays in bounds. Tackle is made by Troy Chappell, his junior on this Lakers squad. A 9-yard gain by Josh Lang. And sets down a fourth down and about a yard to go. And it appears that USA is going to be going for it. They trail 8-0, less than 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. They're at the Laker 43-yard line.
By far their best play of the game, that nine, that big gain, 7 yards, maybe 8 around the outside. It took read option, though, to kind of throw off the Laker defense, as Micah Kramer looks like he's going to hand it off to Alan Rabin, but instead keeps it himself and pitches to his third option, Lang, who gets to the sideline for a nice gain.
Fourth down and 1, and it's going to be handoff up the middle, and this one's going to be short as Lakers pushes them back into the backfield and past the 45-yard line for a 2-yard loss, leading the charge, James Dubes for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, and it's a turnover of downs and part of that strong front line of the Lakers.
Wow, Lakers cheating up on the line of scrimmage, bringing 9 guys in the box, maybe 10, an all-out jailbreak blitz, and that's exactly what happened, and USA decides to run read option on this play, and Micah Kramer puts in the arms of Hunter Bone, doesn't like his option there and tries to take it back, but it's too late. There are green and white uniforms everywhere, and a play that lost a couple yards turns into a couple yard gain for Lakers as they take over with excellent field position starting at their own 45-yard line.
A minute 25 left in the first quarter. They're at their own 45-yard line. Last drive for USA. This one went 7 yards instead of 4 on their first. Tyra Beach leads Brown City at the end of the first quarter, 7-0 on a Cole Anderson touchdown. It's a pitch out to Lakers, I didn't quite get the name number on that one. Number 11, Taylor Cady, with the carry out to about the 48-yard line, brought down by Blake Ryerson after a 3-yard gain. So Lakers on back on offense, leading 8-0, less than a minute to play in the first quarter.
3-yard gain there by Lakers as they again try to attack the middle of this defense. No Cooper Caulfield. He left due to injury. They're going to attack right into the spot where he left, right in the middle of that defense. Lakers having some success doing that. And then just when USA thinks they got him, that's when they kick it to the outside. Here you go again. This time Mason Pasek going to take a spot out there all by himself out there, wide receiver.
And it's a pitch to Corey Minetti as he goes through, and he's close to the first down and dives across the 45-yard line of USA territory, and they're going to mark him down at about the 43-yard line as Josh Lang out of the secondary brings him down. A big gain at about 9 yards for Corey Minetti. Move the chains for the Lakers. 25 seconds left in the first quarter.
Not sure if that was game plan or just game flow, but Corey Minetti, not a guy we talked a lot about, showing up with 3 carries already in this game, 23 yards, averaging 7.5 yards a touch. He's been very good so far in this game. Don't be surprised if they continue to roll with the hot hand and keep getting him the football.
First and 10 for the Lakers at this time at the USA 43-yard line. 5 seconds left. Brennan Wisner under center. And we have movement all over the place with 2 seconds left, and this is going to be disco night early, as it's going to be a false start against the Lakers. Their first penalty of the night, a 5-yard penalty, pushes them back from the 43 to the 48-yard line with 2 seconds left in the first quarter. The Lakers leading 8-0.
Yeah, the right guard over there, Brady Wren, number 68, a junior for Lakers, the first one to jump. A jump off sides, false start, and that's going to cost Lakers 5 yards as we come to the end of the first quarter.
And we have reached, after 12 minutes, an 8-point lead for the Lakers. It is 8-0 Lakers over USA in week number 7 of high school football on the WLW Sports Network.
I am sure by now that you have heard about the Equifax data breach. 143 million people had their personal information hacked. That is just about half of the population in our country. There are few scarier things than having your identity stolen. It can ruin your credit and your life. This is Heather Drabeck with Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. We encourage all of our customers to see if they were affected by this incident. If you are a current Thumb National Secure Checking customer, your credit is constantly monitored for identity theft. If you are not currently a Secure Checking customer, We encourage you to contact any one of our offices throughout the Thumb and Bay City area and ask about our secure checking option.